Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gaylene Bauer-Kemper, and she's from the Walnut area. Good morning to you, Gaylene.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
Gaylene, there's an exciting thing happening in Walnut this weekend on September 7th. So tell us a little bit first about time, place, and what the event's called.
Yes, well, it's the Walnut Community Center, which was formerly our school building. And we're going to have our big grand opening on this Saturday, September 7th. It begins with, you can do tours. You can wander around the building from 4:30 to 8 o'clock at night. We're going to have a ribbon cutting out front, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And we're going to have a dinner that will be between 5:30 and 7:30 in the larger, newer gym, which is on the east side. And then there's cash bar from 5 o'clock to midnight. And for midnight, we're going to have a dance, and it features the band Red Delicious, and they're wonderful, and that's from 8 to 12.
Okay, whole evening full of events. Some of them, well, I guess all of them really come and go. Is everybody invited to any and all of those events?
Any and all of those events, and the dinner is a free will
okay.
donation. And so, yes, we would just love to see people come out, and we are anxious to show them what has been accomplished there.
You bet. I'm thinking that there will be people who went to school there who are really anxious to see all of the changes. I'm sure there's some people go, oh, I had such good times there, and others will go, oh, you know, that's where I played basketball. Are you looking forward to those people visiting?
Absolutely. We would love to sit and visit and show them how we've transformed some of the rooms. The preschool room is the biggest transformation, and we've turned that into a community room which people can rent, and it's really nice. And the older gym, which was built in the 50s, we've put a lot of coat of paint in there. We've got a stunning wall, and that's where the dance will be. So we're excited to show that off, too.
What other uses do you see the gym being used for? I mean, can you play games there?
Yes, it's open, and we will have fitness area also. We have two gymnasiums, and they're going to be busy with volleyball leagues, and people can come walk, and all kinds of sports in there, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I noticed in the publicity it said that the dance is going to be in the Cardinal Room. How did that name come about?
Originally, with the Walnut School, the mascot was the Cardinal.
Oh.
Back when my mom went to school, she was a Cardinal. And then once we got into school, then they had changed over to the Warriors. So the larger one that's newer is Warrior Hall, and the older one is Cardinal Hall.
It's, you know, I've heard a little bit off and on, Gaylene, about all that's going on. But tell us a bit about, I mean, this is a huge process that I'm sure has taken tons of volunteers as well as lots of money. Tell us a bit about that process.
Yes, the city of Walnut took possession of it of June of 2018. So within this year, the 1950 elementary building has been demolished, and then a committee has been formed, a foundation, and we've put a lot of hours, and we've done about 12 fundraisers actually, and applied for grants, trying to get this transformed into the community center. And we're hoping to have a fitness area and be able to rent multiple rooms. And then the high school portion, the city is hoping to lease out to businesses.
Okay, so that's still to come. Part of it's really done and ready to use, but the other part is yet to be done?
And we have one lease. We have a company that's already leasing a portion of that. So, we're on our way.
Hey, how exciting. I'm guessing that some of you who've worked on this have lost a little bit of sleep as well as have used lots of time, effort, and maybe muscle even. You know, how involved were volunteers in doing this? I mean, I know you had to meet and you wrote grants. Were you involved in construction or any of those kinds of things?
Yes, we have put a lot of hours in there, a lot of coats of paint and things of that sort, and we have some people on our committee that have some talent that can help us out that way. So it has been quite the process.
Yes, big thing that you've done for the town of Walnut. So, Gaylene, you mentioned that your mother went to school there. So when were those first buildings built? Give us a little bit of that history.
Yes. The center portion of it, that used to be the center portion, was actually built in 1913. And that building right now is empty, but it's in wonderful shape, and we're just really excited at what the city can find. We would love to see a developer come in and work on that portion. Like I said, the 1950 portion, which was elementary, has been demolished. And then we had a 1960s, where the high school was, that will be up for lease. And then the center portion was built in about 2000 with a new gym and everything. And that's where we focused our attention as far as the community center.
Lots of decisions to be made there in terms of how you handle all of that. So people can come, of course, on Saturday night to see the results of all of that. And,
yes.
You know, as you look forward, what you know, you've mentioned some of the things that you have, space for rental and activities and so on. Are you still doing fundraisers? You know, what you have this community foundation. What are some of the activities you plan as a foundation?
Yes. Well, we just had our third annual back-to-school carnival where the kids can have fun and earn school supplies. We just finished with that. And now next month we're going to have our soup cook-off, and that will be our second annual. And then come November, we're talking vendor craft fairs. And then in December, we will have a breakfast with Santa. So we try to have at least one fundraiser a month
our
committee.
Oh, that's amazing, Gaylene. Just amazing. That's a ton of work to do. Now, you mentioned vendors. Will the Walnut Antique Walk, will they be involved with some of that space, do you think?
Yes, the last couple of years with the Antique Walk, we've had a food stand. And then both gymnasiums, and we added another room this year, are completely full of vendors. And so the traffic through there is immense. And so we do pretty well at the food stand there because we're air-conditioned now.
Oh, yes. That's always helpful. So you've mentioned, I want to talk a little more about funding. You mentioned you have rental income, you have these fundraisers, other kinds of income that's going to be, help with the maintenance and the operation?
Yes, just local donations. We sent out a grand opening invitation out to most of our alumni in January through, well, we were still sending them out a few weeks ago to invite everyone over. And they can go to our website also, it's walnutcommunitycenter.org, I believe.
That sounds good.
And there are pledge sheets and memorial sheets, and we've been receiving donations in memorial of people, and we will definitely have plenty of those, too.
Any special way you're recognizing those donors? You know, a lot of places are bricks on the sidewalk, et cetera.
Yep. We will have a plaque, and if they want it to go to a specific project, it will be marked then, too. If somebody really wants something to be like the front lobby or something of that sort, we will make sure that they are definitely recognized.
Let's talk a little more about that community room. You said it is available for use, and is there a rental fee for that?
Yes. For a full day, it's $80, and you get a little kitchenette, and there is two refrigerators, its own little bathroom there, and we've got tables and set up for, I think you can get 75 people in there comfortably.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, because
There
are lots of groups, and Walnut just being really close to the interstate, I'm thinking you may get some regional meetings there as well as local meetings, and it's always good to have a great meeting room to come to.
We've already got a couple of them booked for graduations next year.
Uh-huh.
We had a couple graduations in there now. We've got people getting their Christmases booked. You know, everybody's thinking ahead.
Good. That's excellent. So, Gaylene, what's your part? You're on the foundation?
I am, yes.
Okay. And one of those decision makers along with lots of other people. Gaylene, just review again the times and the kinds of events that are happening this Saturday the 7th.
You bet. It is our Walnut Community Center grand opening. Tours will be open from 4:30 to 8. Our ribbon cutting is at 5. The dinner, which is a free will donation, is 5:30 to 7:30 with a cash bar from 5 to midnight. And the dance begins at 8 and runs to midnight also. And we're going to have door prizes every half hour. So come on in and win something. We have raffle tickets also for purchase. They're $5 each, and the first prize is a 55-inch smart TV. Mm-hmm. Second prize is a PowerBeats wireless headphone, and third is a Beats Pill wireless speaker. So, yeah, lots of fun things.
Lots of things. So whatever amount of time you want to spend on Saturday night the 7th, get on over to Walnut and enjoy the new community center. Thank you so much to you, Gaylene Bauer-Kemper, for visiting with us.
All right. Thanks, LaVar.
Until next time, here's a thought. You will never regret doing the right thing.